flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 5K a day. That's what we're doing. That's what we're busy doing over here, giving away $5,000 every day. All you have to do is have the free Odyssey app. Go get it at the App Store, Google Play. Make yourself a little account. Log in and listen to Alice. Give us an hour throughout any given day, and you're in the running for the $5,000. Somebody wins $5,000 every day.
I was looking for the $5,000 closet.
Oh, yeah, they hit it. They don't. It's the lactation room. It's locked.
Oh,
yeah,
that's where they keep
that's
the
where
money.
They keep the five. It's pallets and pallets of money. So, yeah. Well, yep. You're probably pretty good at picking locks. So, let's get this guy
a locker too.
Get this guy a bobby pin and set him to work out there.
No, well, we're not allowed in there.
I've definitely tried it.
It's a good thing you're not lactating.
I guess you got to clear that through. Is it? Do you have to call Kieran or is that HR in Sacramento or? Who do you call?
HR!
You got to call Ghostbusters because you are never getting your key turned on for the lactation room. It would actually be a tough sell for me to get it turned on because of my age. Yeah. You see?
Oh.
Because of the fact that I'm done lactating for the rest of my life.
I feel like it. I mean,
it's never too late.
Michael Franti's wife is pregnant.
She's like 20 years younger than I am.
I don't know about that.
She's pretty young.
Yeah.
Scott Capro is doing a show tomorrow night. He's at Clandestine Brewing in San Jose. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. If you are a fan, if you heard him on the show, listen, he's hit or miss. I'm not going to lie to you. But when he kills it, you will be like, oh boy, that was a show. And other times you're like, I got to go. I'm walking out of this show. Tonight, everywhere is an event called Fire Aid. This is in response to the LA fires. They've put it together really, really fast. There's so many bands, so much happening. We have a whole article about how to watch the Fire Aid benefit shows at the Kia Forum and the Intuit Dome, who's on them, how to donate, where that money's going to go, where you can watch it if you're not going to the physical show. And it's all over the place. It's all up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So get over there and check it out, you guys. And bookmark us. You know,
yeah.
We're a great little resource there, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Just today, I put up a trailer for that, the Bill Murray show I was telling you about. I pinned the Fire Aid thing right at the top. There's the Bill Murray thing. It's actually Jennifer Coolidge is in the little photo there. The Bruno Mars thing from yesterday, little 6-year-old Bruno Mars going crazy. Oh, there's me in my jacket. There's all the Super Bowl ads are up there. It's fantastic.
Mm.
You know, bookmark it. Is that a thing people do? I feel like people do that. Okay. Look, I know not everyone loves Survivor. I am one of the people who has never missed a season, even when it got boring. I'm going to say season 7 through 16, I was like, okay. And then they got together in a production meeting and they said, we got to do something different and fun every single time. And they have. They're always trying to find ways to change it up. I've just never lost my zest for, and I get it. This is season 48 coming up. And always when I see the new cast announcement, I'm like, oh, do we have anyone local that we can root for?
Well,
and I'm going to tell you something right now. This is our season, you guys. This is our season because it's our season adjacent, me and you, Vinny, like places we've lived, places, things that have happened. So there's going to be, we're going to have a few places that we will have a reference point to, but there are so many people from right here.
Oh, in the Bay Area.
In the Bay Area.
Great.
And nearby.
All right.
So I think that maybe you said, Jesus, these people talking about Survivor all the time. You know, give in. Just for sake, just give in.
I don't know what it's like to watch it, like what it would be like to start today, because I've watched it. I watched the beginning. I fell off for over 10 years, for sure.
Well, you fell off a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true. But I've picked it back up and do enjoy it. That's true. I really like it.
February 26th, it's coming back to CBS. So we've got a month. They were making jokes about how, I guess there have been podcasters on the last few seasons. And there are no podcasters this time. So breathe out a sigh of relief. Not everybody's a podcaster. Only 95% of people are podcasters now. So, and there's a bunch of people. There's 18 new contestants. So we've got, now I'm going to ask you this. This says here, Shaheen Davari is from East Bay, California. That says hometown, East Bay, California. Is there a place called East Bay? Or are we talking about she's from the East Bay?
I think it's East Bay.
I think there's a town called East Bay.
No.
And the reason I think that is because there's a guy from Fremont who works in Livermore, and they say Fremont and Livermore. Like, to me, okay, well, that's East Bay. Like, when there have been people
from
Walnut Creek.
Maybe she said, I don't really want people to know my exact town. I'll give you the East Bay.
Yeah, there's no town called East Bay.
All right. She's from East Bay, California.
I can see that.
All right.
Where someone just says, yeah, you don't need to know that I live exactly
That's not where she lives. She lives in Costa Mesa now.
Oh.
So
I know Costa Mesa well.
So she could have said down south, SoCal, California. So she is a debate professor.
Okay.
Which I know one of your biggest influences was a debate professor.
Well, I took speech and debate classes in high school, and my Mr. Laura was the greatest teacher of all time in the history of teaching.
Here's someone from Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh.
Eva Erickson, right? So I was born in Rhode Island. That person, who cares?
The car wash I worked at was in Costa Mesa.
Oh, funny. Where all the guys would run away.
Well, like, they didn't run away because they wanted to. Immigration would show up and all the guys I worked with would go running off. And me and Eric would be like, oh my God.
Our job just got so much harder.
We're totally left alone with all the cars. Now what do we do?
Clean them.
Ah!
This person is, their name is Cy Hewley. Age 30, hometown Philadelphia, which Vinny and I, that's where we started. So we got a bun in that oven.
All right.
And they currently live in Simi Valley.
No.
Joe Hunter from Vacaville, who lives in West Sacramento. Fire captain.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's one local, like real local. Here's
Thanks,
one.
Joe.
Here's a transplant local. Camilla Carthigasu. Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Hometown Toronto, current residence, Foster City, software engineer. This one I like, not because, I mean, it's another Californian, tons of California people. David Kinn, who's a 39-year-old from Long Beach, lives in Buena Park.
Okay.
Stunt performer.
Mm.
He's a stuntman. Like, that's so exciting. That guy's probably in... He's probably going to rule in some of those competitions.
Well, we will see. That's the beauty of the show.
If you go in as a stunt performer, do you hide that from like, oh, I'm just a guy? I saw ice cream down the beach.
Most people are trying to hide. And I maybe because the assumption would be he makes a lot of money often, you know, the smarter people will say, I'm not telling them I already have enough money. Mm. They'll never let me win if they know I have money.
There's a music exec from LA. They don't give me much more. Thomas Krottinger. There's a guy named Kevin Leung, who is from Fremont and currently lives in Livermore, finance manager. Like, we, I mean, locals. Yeah. We got a bunch of people that we can root for. That person is a surgeon from South Carolina. This person is a flight attendant from St. Petersburg. Oh, this guy, Justin Pioppi. This is, it's so funny. Or Pioppi, Justin Pioppi. He's a Boston dude. He's from Winthrop, Mass. And if you've ever flown into Boston, you've flown over Winthrop. It's like, I don't know if you know, Logan is like out into Boston Harbor. It's all sort of surrounded by water. And as you land or taxi or whatever you're doing, there is this spit of land that comes out and there's houses all along it. And you, it's just like, if it's not the city, it's Winthrop. If you're either looking at the Boston skyline or you're looking across the water at these houses that basically watch planes land all day. It's a cool town, Winthrop. And this guy, born there, lives there, runs the pizzeria there. Oh. This guy's a townie.
That's great, right?
My kind of, yeah, I love it. My kind of people. Justin Pioppi.
Pioppi. This is Survivor Cast 48,
yes.
Right?
Season 48, Survivor. And it's not even starting for another month, but... PR person. This person I thought was just funny. Her name's Chrissy Cernowski. She's from the south side of Chicago. And our current residence is also the south side of Chicago.
Oh, good for her.
And she's a fire lieutenant. So that she should be interesting. And there's a sales guy. Oh, and another person from Philly. Currently lives in Philly and is a substance abuse counselor, Mary Zhang. So there you go. There's a quick first rundown. There are a few people from this area that we can all... This is a good season for people who are like, nah, I hear those jamokes talking about that all the time. Maybe I'll watch it one of these. We have a bunch of people to root for. You know, what I always think is that when you have a dog in that race, a bun in that oven, a pony in that, oh, in that race, whatever it is, like you... Think about how your life would be different. Like everybody who lives in Livermore with this guy who's our local or in Vacaville or, you know, Fremont, wherever. Like you'd have parties and get togethers and all that. There's a lady who lives in Foster City. Like that's so fun. Like all of them will get together and like, let's watch it together. And she can't say anything. She or he can't say anything about how they're doing. And just fun. Just good.
I'm looking at the people. The stunt performer looks super jacked. He's going to...
There's not going to be any hiding that he's
going to do well.
Shape.
Yeah, he's absolutely... And he says, I'm daring.
Well, you would have to be.
He just
I saw
says
the
it
fall guy.
Up.
That yeah. did seem very dangerous.
All right, well, Survivor. So when's it start?
February 26th.
Okay. So a month.
Yeah, about a month away. I know. Still a ways off. It'll be... And they make it better all the time. Speaking of reality shows, we have two Bay Area contenders who will be in the Top Chef Thunderdome for season 22. I have watched a few seasons of Top Chef, but I know that you're into this.
I watch every season of Top Chef. They're always good. Every season's good.
So these, I mean, I don't know too much about this show. I have seen it, but it's... I did like one of these places is a Michelin star. He's the chef de cuisine at a Michelin starred place called Press in St. Helena. And then there's another lady. There's a lady who her name is Anya El-Watar or something like that. They call it a groundbreaking modern Russian restaurant called Birch and Rye in San Francisco. Mm. Birch and Rye.
Mm. I don't know Birch and Rye. Press is super famous.
So this guy's name is Vincenzo Lozero. It's a Michelin star awarded Press in St. Helena. Well, I mean, keep saying it into a mic.
Yeah,
friend.
I'd love to eat at Press.
I think you can make that happen.
Get that, you know, make that happen.
I think you can do it. I guess Birch and Rye in Noe Valley opened in early 2022. That's a hell of a time to open up a restaurant, too. I mean, the pandemic. Damn, it's bad. There are, I guess... They do about 15 people on this, and they do it in Canada? I don't know. I guess I really don't know about
this.
No,
they change the location every season.
I see. Is this like not to be confused with Iron Chef?
Totally different show.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's crossover now where like there'll be Iron Chefs who will come on and be judges, but they're different networks, so they don't really mention it.
I see. Well, anyway, we have a couple locals, so I wanted to, you know, give them a shout out too. It's not all about Survivor on this show, even though it's mostly about Survivor. Oh, and it's also about the Traitors, which episode 6 is out tonight. Let's all get caught up on this, because as soon as Danielle either wins or gets kicked out, we're having her on the show. Danielle's our local for that. We'd love to have someone local to follow. It's fun. It gives you like you have a vested interest in it. You're invested. Does Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend have him whipped? I'm going to say no.
I hope so.
It would be nice if he would find love at age 52 or whatever age he is. Pretty old.
I give him credit, though. He does want a certain lifestyle. And he has not let...
Is he our generation's Jack Nicholson?
I think so. I mean, I think that you find yourself in a situation where in almost any relationship, there's a progress.
Where are we going here? What are we
progression
doing
that is...
What's going on here?
Real.
Yeah. Is this real or is this just fun?
And you might be like, I'm perfectly comfortable exactly where I am. Mm. And then that person says, yeah, me too. Except that.
Tick, tick.
Right. Kids.
He picks them young enough, though, that he could have some real good time with them before the clock really starts getting loud. He could be in his 70s.
But he uncouples himself pretty regularly.
Yeah, they say, here's Leonardo DiCaprio's dating cycle. Find him young. Legal, but young. Date him for a while, and then release them back into the wild when they turn about 25. Get going again. So this lady, his current girlfriend, is an Italian model named Vittoria Ceretti. Vittoria Ceretti.
I bet she's smoking hot.
Well, she's not 25. She's 26.
So she's past the due date.
Yeah. The use by. So Giselle's famously one of his, she was an early ex, but she sort of set the trend. Like, I think he's dating her at 18 and dumps her at 25.
Yep. It's true. She's smoking hot.
Oh, Vittoria?
Yeah.
So great. Not only is she super hot and she's, so old, 26, his friends are saying that he's whipped. No one has ever seen Leo this in love or this devoted to any woman, really, ever. His loyalty is usually to his boys. She's become the priority over time with his guy friends. He still hangs out with them, but Victoria's usually included. And if she's not, it's because she's off working somewhere out of town. Leo's friends are finding this a tough pill to swallow. He doesn't care. He's even talking about moving in with her. So don't get your hopes up, Vittoria. So I'm gonna reference you back to about, I don't know, 15 years ago when a little lady named Elisabetta Canali, Canalese, if something. Elisabetta, she's an Italian model, beautiful. And she said, I'm not like the other girls.
Oh.
That George Clooney has...
Oh, this was a George Clooney girlfriend.
She's like the one who said, oh, I'm locking this guy down. Those were those other girls. And George went, I'm going to nip this in the bud right now. She was fired from her position as his girlfriend right after that. And then she started dating Steve-O. And then Steve-O was like, that girl's got a substance abuse problem. And when Steve-O says you do, you definitely do.
That was the one then that also loved Eminem.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where she went on to.
I think that was the case. No, I don't think she went with him. I think she loved him as in she had an Eminem tattooed on her.
Oh.
Leo's list of girlfriends, though, is out of this world. He used to be with Bar Raffaelli.
Yep.
Remember her?
For years. He worked for those years.
Yeah.
18 to 25. Whew. He breaks him in for the rest of us.
What?
Tosses him back out there. All right, that one's broken. That's all broken down.
They're people, Sarah.
So what? He doesn't care. I do care about that. I've cared deeply. He's just ruining people. Anyway, I just thought I would point out to Vittoria that Elisabetta also thought she had him locked down. Different guy, but still same thing, you know. And let me see here. We were talking yesterday about like Hallmark movies and stuff. One of the famous Hallmark queens is Lacey Chabert. She's from Party of Five. And
Mean Girls.
And Mean Girls, yep. She's great in Mean Girls. Stop trying to make fetch happen. That was her trying. That wasn't a quote from her. She was trying to make fetch happen. She is the queen of Hallmark. They say she's in a lot of the movies, and I don't know. I've never really sat down and watched those. Do you watch those
movies? I don't, but I know like she's in a ton of them.
Well, if she wasn't already the queen, she definitely is now, because they are now releasing her own line of products next holiday season. It's called the Lacey Chabert Collection. Greeting cards, gift wrap, ornaments, glassware, and other entertaining essentials. It'll be online and in stores. After the holidays, the collection will continue into 2026, and then she's going to add a bunch of year-round products for that. You know, it'll be lovely. Candles, play settings, yada, yada. She says, ever since I was a little girl, I have sincerely loved the universally positive experience of shopping at a Hallmark store. They have whole stores.
They used to.
They have whole stores?
Absolutely had them.
Are they just for like greeting cards and stationery? Hummels and little figurines.
Yeah, figurine type things.
Funny. That does sound familiar.
They were the store I bought my first Smurfs at. They were the first one to have
you
Smurfs.
You should turn your mic off. I mean, I thought you wanted to.
You like Smurfs?
I did when I was a kid. Yeah, I love Smurfs.
And you went to the Hallmark store to buy Smurf characters.
Yeah, Smarty.
Were they made out of glass or plastic?
No, they were made out of plastic. I mean, I was a kid. Oh. I couldn't own things glass.
Well, I don't know. No. That's why I'm asking. Me and Jason Sisko stole a Smurf cassette tape. This is how old I am, kids. We stole a Smurf cassette tape, and then we listened to it. We were little boys, and we listened to it, and we were like, oh my gosh, Smurfette sounds so hot. I actually remember him and I like listening to the Smurf cassette and being into Smurfette.
Okay, well, I didn't realize we were going to hit a Smurf vein here, but you know, the Hallmark store is a thing.
Bluey.
So Lacey Chabert, she's by the way, you don't have to wait for the holidays for her next movie. She does have something called An Unexpected Valentine, which is coming out on Saturday. It's a brand new Hallmark movie. And she has a Hallmark Plus. I didn't know there was a Hallmark and a Hallmark Plus. Maybe they're combined. I don't know. She's got a Hallmark Plus reality series called Celebrations with Lacey Chabert. And that's getting a second season. A little series.
Look at her branching out.
I know. It's crazy, right? Okay, I am fully out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including the healthiest meal in the world and more after these.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Katy Perry Tickets, all this week at 9:05, 12:05, 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. It's
so
mostly
many
the
chances.
It's the Jane Show.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of chances to win Katy Perry tickets. Listen for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. That's the number.
Yep.
20357. Text the code word to 20357. And that'll enter you for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Katy Perry on the Lifetime Tour. That's July 18th at Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
Got a code word for you in half an hour.
Thank you, Live Nation.
Yeah, thanks.
And Katy Perry, I mean, come on.
Right. Can't thank you enough.
It's going to be the tour of the year.
Right. Lifetime's tour.
We've got clouds overhead here in downtown San Francisco. You should be seeing some of that where you are. Maybe some sun breaks, but we have rain on the way, and that should begin tomorrow. So, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Right through the weekend.
Just what I was looking for. So great.
According to this story. Did I get everything? I did. According to this story, they're calling this the healthiest meal in the world.
This is the healthiest meal in the world.
A nutritionist in England claims this is it. The healthiest meal.
You can't get any healthier.
It's three courses.
Oh.
A starter, a main course, and dessert. The whole thing is 1,200 calories, so it's a good amount of food.
And it's a healthy, like it gives you a little bit of everything and like vitamins in food form.
According to this nutritionist, you won't find this on a menu anywhere, so you'd need to make this yourself. The starter is something called labneh cheese. Hold on, let me just...
Labneh cheese. And this is like what, just it's a slab of cheese that we're...
Oh, that's not it.
Is it on a cracker? Crackers don't seem healthy. Cheese doesn't seem healthy.
What do you mean? I love cheese.
Loving it doesn't make it healthy. I'm not sure if you know how food works.
It's, you've had that cheese that's in Middle Eastern food.
That's what it's from.
Oh. Yeah, it's made from yogurt.
Oh, is it called paneer?
No, that's different. That's with Indian food usually.
But is it the same kind of, you know, consistency?
No, this is more of almost like a dip. Like
it's thick.
Like tzatziki or something like that. Yeah.
So you start with that.
Labneh.
You start with labneh.
Arabic. Labneh. Okay. I should have done that off the air, but I had other stuff to do.
No, I liked it. That's fun.
Labneh.
Okay. So you start with that. How much of that?
Labneh cheese, roasted tomatoes, and broccoli. Labneh is a fermented cheese popular in the Middle East. It's got healthy bacteria that's good for your gut. The main course is citrus mackerel salad with chickpeas, fennel, and red onions. Mackerel is one of the healthiest types of fish.
Why?
Because it's loaded with omega-3s. She says to top it with black olives, sauerkraut, and pumpkin seeds.
Geez, that really is a pile of cast-off food. You can keep your onions. Do I have to have the onions?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I can't have those.
No, you're going to be fine. I can't. Just take your pill before you eat.
I don't do that. What pill am I going to take before I eat it?
Your birth control, duh.
Oh.
For dessert, tofu chocolate mousse with blueberries.
Oh.
The recipe calls for dark chocolate, not milk chocolate, and blueberries are loaded with antioxidants. You just heard the healthiest meal in the world.
Let's get that posted. Can you send that over to Maddie so we can get that posted up? I think that's important. Or just, I mean, I'm sure you can Google it. The most healthy meal in the whole wide world.
I got it. Don't worry.
Labneh.
Labneh cheese.
Labneh.
I'm surprised bean and cheese burrito didn't make it on the list. I'm really into those, but
yeah, that is surprising that that's not the healthiest meal on earth.
Here's some good news for you.
I'm ready.
The BBC did a story about a guy in England named Donovan Shears. Donovan Shears got his first cell phone in 1988 when he was 18 years old. Texting was brand new then.
Oh, was there even texting in 1988?
98.
Oh, in 98.
Did I say 88?
Okay. I might have misheard you.
In 1998,
okay.
I didn't have a cell phone. Well, the show had a cell phone, but I didn't have one.
I had a cell phone by 98. We got those little flip phones in 98. Remember, we got like Motorola or some company gave us flip phones.
Well, the first phone we had that I had was the phone from Pac Bell. They had mobile service then.
So maybe that was it.
And it was the show phone.
Oh.
So it was the station.
Like we could take out.
We took it out all the time. Oh. We ran those streets like crazy back when you could do that. But no, I didn't have a phone until after that. And then I got, I think it was Cellular One.
Yeah.
Was a.
That was definitely a thing. Cellular One. That's hilarious. All these, it's not that long ago, but it just feels like.
I used to I used to rep too? And I still have the basketball they gave me. I used to rep Mindspring.
Oh.
Which was.
They gave us all email.
Yeah. And that got bought by Earthlink, and Earthlink got bought by I don't know who.
Yes, that's right. It changed. Our addresses changed from Mindspring to Earthlink.
Mm-hmm.
That is so funny.
All that stuff was just getting...
just tossed, right, bought up, tossed around. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Palm? We were, they gave us those Palm devices. And you had to like learn how to write a different way, like to use a stylus.
Well, you had to write in every single thing too. So it was so difficult.
It was, to get it set up. But then once it was set up, then you were like, now what do I do with it?
And then the memory was so short, it was not useful at all. It was the early technology.
Right.
Texting was brand new back when Donovan Shears got his first cell phone in 98. He was 18, so he texted hello to a random number just for fun.
Oh.
He got a text back from a woman named Kirsty.
Oh.
And they got married.
Oh, how funny.
They got married 4 years later and have two kids now.
That's an amazing story. He just... pick the number at random?
Hello.
Something in the 415? Well, like maybe you didn't even need to put in a 415 at the, or you know, whatever your area code was. Remember the
early days?
He
lives in England, but yeah.
Oh, right.
It wasn't 415, but whatever.
How
still
funny.
In 98, at 18, he texted some lady.
Married her by 22, two kids. That's a great story.
This story went viral. A woman got revenge on her nephew for a snarky birthday card he sent 3 decades ago. It said, "Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. And it pissed her off.
Oh.
So she saved it for 30 years and sent it back to him on his 40th.
Oh.
He posted it on Reddit. Like,
she
was so mad that she held on to something that long.
Well, it's off her chest now. So she's 70 and he just turned 40. That's a very cute story.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. I don't know.
I'll get you.
You'll be 40 one day too. I don't have the staying power for that. I absolutely will find it some point later and go, why did I think this was going to be trash?
Well, also, she probably never moved.
Maybe,
I mean,
that's it.
It's really the only thing that it could have been.
Yikes.
Isn't it crazy that she was 40 in 1995?
Yeah.
And now she's 70.
A guy in Pittsburgh landed in the hospital on Monday after he used a bathroom at City Hall, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Not the one.
Here. Yeah.
And the toilet exploded!
Oh. Was it his fault?
It happened near the mayor's office, but it wasn't terrorism, just bad plumbing.
Oh. Mm.
The toilet tank shattered and sent shards of porcelain flying.
Oh.
And there he was, with his backside exposed.
Oh. That's a dicey situation to find yourself in.
Yeah.
Because think everything else would explode out, too.
Well, if it's the tank on top, I mean, isn't the tank the top part?
Yes.
Isn't that's the fresh water coming in.
Look at you knowing stuff about stuffs.
The bowl is the part you don't want exploding on you.
The toilet tank shattered and sent shards of porcelain flying. A spokesperson said a fixture in the toilet failed. 65-year-old man who was using the toilet ended up with a gash on his leg.
Oh, that's good. That's where you want it.
They described it as minor and non-life-threatening. The building's over 100 years old and does need renovations. This, again, is Pittsburgh. Is it City? Oh, the mayor's office. I guess that's City Hall, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Local media recently reported on peeling paint, broken urinals,
oh,
and
urinals.
Moldy water fountains.
Gross.
The
building's
like 100 years old and desperately needs renovations.
Like all lead pipes. And
see, I had a picture of it. There it is. This bathroom is pretty bad for the mayor's office. Like, you've risen to the ranks of mayor. And that looks like a bathroom in Tijuana.
Yeah. What is that on the wall? Is that some kind of like vent?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's...
It's not as bad as the bathrooms in Tijuana.
No, and also I've been in gas station bathrooms that are way worse than that. Like at least it looks like sometimes it gets some attention. It's
still
not like there's no like dead animals on the floor or anything. I mean, just, you know, the things you associate with
here
that.
Here I am. I'm the mayor. And I got to go in that bathroom.
Well, the mayor doesn't go in that one.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. Right. The mayor has his own bathroom.
You think so?
Pittsburgh? Maybe. I think so.
All right. This Sunday is Groundhog Day.
Oh, happy birthday, Nick.
Yes, my little brother. When America attempts to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather.
Even don't call him a squirrel, man.
4% of people believe Punxsutawney Phil is always 100% right. That's definitely not the case. In fact, they say, Phil is not even the most accurate weather-predicting groundhog.
Oh, there's others who do it too?
In honor of Groundhog Day, the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh.
I have the app and listen to it all the time.
NOAA?
Yeah, NOAA. This is what it gives
you. What
like.
Does it give you, like, wave conditions and stuff?
And weather, but it's...
Well, I mean, you are our weatherman.
I just love the sound of it.
Seas 4 to 7 feet. Rain. Friday night, southwest winds 5 to 6.
I will put that...
Like, yeah, that's nice.
And that's the sound. And they may have... You know how
sounds
like...
Sounds so old-timey.
I know, and I love that about
like
it.
Transistory.
Yes, I love that about it.
Is it a real person who records it, or do you think it's like AI?
I think so, and I was just going to say... No, I really hope it's not AI. I feel like it's been the same guy for 30 years.
And it's like a repeating recording?
Yep. He does the recording for different areas and they post it. Funny. And it may have been a guy who traded out like Gandalf. You know how I never noticed that Gandalf is a different guy?
No, you're thinking of Dumbledore, but...
Oh.
Oh, maybe Gandalf too.
No, I'm thinking of Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Wait, did Gandalf get traded out too?
I don't think so. I really don't know, truthfully. I know Dumbledore did.
He cast old guys in roles.
I know. And then they all look, people look more like each other as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to burst your bubble, Vin.
What?
That is not a real person. It's a computer generated voice.
For all these years, or they just switched over to...
No, I'd say that was, they've had computer generated voices for a long time.
Let me hear it again. I want to hear that.
You're breaking my heart.
Because he sounds like an old guy with some lemonade out on the back porch predicting things because of how achy his bones are getting. Like,
are
I'm definitely affected by the barometric pressure situation that we got here.
You got to be kidding me.
My old bones are starting to ache. Off the elbows, that's it. Atmospheric river headed our way.
4 to 7 feet. Rain. Saturday, southwest winds 15 to 25 knots.
It's the same voice I've been listening to forever.
And did you just hear him? Winds 15 to 25 knots.
20 knots. Seas 6 to 9 feet. Some south to southwest.
No, that's my dude. Hey.
I'm more shocked you thought it was a real guy.
What?
No, it doesn't. It has that, like, it has that weird.
I've been listening.
Weird
I listen to that all the time. It's so comforting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a robot.
You've been listening to it your whole life.
I'm
no,
sorry.
It's a dude. Don't worry. Stop. Don't,
thank
don't
you.
Tell him that. He's out there looking out
I
at the sea.
I
want to
believe that's a guy in a shack.
It is. It's
like
a guy.
Surrounded by weather, you know.
He's got a dog.
Technology.
There's a fire going. He's got
his
binoculars.
He truly does have binoculars and a window
Doppler radar.
Out to the ocean.
Yes.
Technology.
What is that all about?
Maybe he's even in a lighthouse or something.
With
a
pipe and one of those hats that keeps the rain off your head.
It's a robot.
Sorry. Rubber boots.
Sorry.
They consider...
I feel like I just ruined Christmas for you.
You did really. That guy
clearly lives
I
a,
went
in a
and
lighthouse.
Got the app because I broke the little Radio Shack. It was a little square. It's brown and it had a...
Oh, an antenna.
And you turn it on and it's just one channel. And I just put that on in the background. Like fake faux wood grain.
Yeah, that's real old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I broke it and then I went, I bet you they have an app. And sure enough, they have an app.
Wow.
And it's a phony. So bummed out.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, forget the story about the groundhog. They can't predict anything, so just know
dummies.
That.
They're so stupid. Those stupid rats. Squirrel rats.
They're the worst.
Yeah. They do look mean. They look like badgers or, beavers or something.
Just a quick update on whether or not we're going to buy Greenland.
Oh, yeah. Are we buying that?
Turns out Greenland says, no thanks.
Yeah.
Like, I think the story was...
Does Greenland just own itself? It's like a standalone thing. Who owns it?
Denmark.
Oh, Denmark owns it. It's a Denmarkian territory. A Dutch territory.
Yeah. Our president said
it's
the people
not,
of Greenland...
Dutch is Holland.
Yeah, Dutch is Holland.
Who is it then?
The Danes.
Oh, the Danes. Okay. Sorry.
Our president said the people of Greenland would love to become a state of the United States of America. And then they were polled and it turns out, no!
How many people live there? I feel like we did this recently.
85% of of Greenland 50, residents 000. Say they do not want to be part of the United States. No thanks.
Yeah, 56,000 people. There's how many towns are there? There's not many towns. It's all like at the very southern tip. How many? You know, just the tip. That's where all the people are. Just they like the tip, the southern tip of Greenland.
Our text number is, I'm going to move on. It doesn't matter. I'm going to move on. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, clearly a mechanical voice. Please don't say that. It's not. Vinny's weather guy looks exactly like Gordon's the fisherman. Yeah, like that. Exactly.
Yeah, like that guy. Exactly. There are about 14 towns and settlements in Greenland with a population between 200 and 1,000. There are other smaller ones. And you can't pronounce any of them. We don't want this place.
650 says.
One is called Nook.
Vinny.
N-U-U-K.
It's the same voice for every region in America. Listen.
Don't say that.
There's one this guy is not a generated doing it. Voice. He's broadcasting all day.
All day long. I'm recording
it's,
things.
It's a job. It's a dream when job, really. I Southwest would love to do that job.
At 5 knots.
You're a phony.
I just need a little lozenge and we'll get to the, you know, the other parts of the country.
You're great. You know, you really are adorable.
Let me get a tea and I'll do the, you know, Arizona.
I'm going to bring you some honey and some lozenges.
Crap.
Oh, Arizona is going to be pretty easy. They have pretty steady weather patterns there. It's all right. That guy's real to you. What's his name? Let's name him.
I don't want to anymore.
It's Charlie.
It's ruined.
His name is so Charlie. Charlie McGillicuddy.
You know what I need to not do is bring stuff up. God.
Well, you were hoping we'd find the guy for you. He was like your long lost grandpa. Charlie McGillicuddy. Charlie Hassan. That's the guy's name. He's an Italian Irishman.
707 says, I love that you guys always pronounce Kirsty correctly when it comes up. Kirsty on the app. Fairfield.
Oh, hey, Kirsty.
Hey, Kirsty.
You know where we learned it is Kirsty Alley. She would stare at us real mean with her beautiful eyes when we get it wrong.
I've got an update on the app. It is generated, but they have names for them. It used to be Paul, and now it's Tom.
Oh.
But if you're listening to Spanish voice, it's Javier, and sometimes they have a female voice named Donna.
Does it identify itself?
No. This is just...
people have named it that.
That's just what they call them.
It's always been a robot voice.
Yes.
Son. It does really, you know what? It speaks to the continuity they've had forever.
Well, I mean, that guy is, you know, the thing about AI voices is they're not attached to some person who's going to die. They're there forever.
Or never gets a cold or, you know, never like, causing wow, that sick. Is
right.
My dream job.
And generate
just went
all
away.
The places
Thanks
all
a lot.
At once.
Appreciate that, Maddie. Thanks.
Well, welcome.
The Sarah and Vinny Show, where dreams go to die. Don't bother dreaming it if you're here. Don't do it here. If you're going to dream, do it somewhere else. This is not the place for you, dreams. Would you like to know what's coming up?
No.
Katy Perry tickets.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.